I feel that I probably ought to follow up with just a word concerning this very marvelous 18th chapter, where the word live occurs 13 times and the word die occurs 14 times. So that life and death is presented here. But it's not eternal life that he's talking about, or eternal death. What he's discussing here is the way that God judges individuals in this life. And therefore, we need to confine it, I think, this entire chapter to that type of thinking. And he gives several illustrations in here. And the important thing was that each individual stands before God separately. Though you are a lost person, God's going to judge you individually and separately. The Lord Jesus will. And if you're saved and you come before the judgment seat of Christ, see whether you receive a reward, every individual will be judged separately. There's an old bromide. It's rather crude, but it certainly expresses it. Every tub must stand on its own bottom. Well, every individual must stand before God, and you won't be able to pull that thing that you hear so much today. The psychologist, psychiatrist uses it, that the reason that this boy here is an oddball is because he had a mother that neglected him and didn't love him. And the reason that this other one over here is way out in left field, he has a terrible complex today. He's neglected, and it was because his father beat him too much. The point was, I guess the father didn't discipline him quite enough. But you can't blame your pop and your mama when you stand before God. You'll be judged and are judged today, and I think individuals are. And Ezekiel makes it very clear here that you will be judged in this life on the basis of the way that you live, whether you're Christian or whether you're not a Christian. And back here, it had to do with the children of Israel, those that were God's people and those that were not. So that God makes it very clear here in verse 32, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord. Now, God doesn't take any delight in seeing anyone die. That is just something that is foreign to him. He didn't intend death for mankind. By man came death, not through the working of God. It was because of man's sin. And God has no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. And now we're talking about physical death. Remember, it was the Lord Jesus that even wept at the tomb of Lazarus, though he's going to bring him back from the dead, back into this life, if you please. And so we need to confine our thinking here to this life here, and it's not the basis of salvation today.